It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Important legislation to fund wildlife conservation efforts is being debated in Washington. More from Eric Galatis of the Texas News Service.
A bipartisan bill aimed to keep wildlife populations healthy and off the endangered species list is set for markup by the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee this week. The Recovering America's Wildlife Act would allocate $1.3 billion to state wildlife agencies, and Janice Bezanson with the Texas Conservation Alliance says the measure would bring $50 million to Texas every year to protect some of the state's most iconic species.
From cute little horny toads, which is what we called them when I was a child, they're the Texas horned lizard, to bobcats, pronghorn antelope, sea turtles, a host of kinds of birds, particularly a lot of shore and ocean birds.
State fish and wildlife agencies estimate nearly 12,000 species are currently at risk across the country, primarily due to loss of habitat from development. The legislation would help finance state plans created by a host of stakeholders, including conservationists, scientists, ranchers, and industry. I'm Eric Galatis.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. A film shot in Las Cruces many years ago will be screened at the Rio Grande Theater this week. Some thoughts on the man behind the project from commentator Peter Goodman.
In 1965, Orville Wanzer, Buddy, made a feature film called The Devil's Mistress in Las Cruces. There was a big premiere at the Rio Grande Theater, and the film was shown nationally. Shooting with local actors and crew, he did a hell of a job. It wasn't a great film, but it was a quite original concept. And making such a film, working essentially alone, was almost heroic. In those days, Hollywood made all the feature films in the U.S. The news story about this professor making a film in the desert ran in papers around the nation. The film was a big deal here. Local actors, local investors, and the premiere was packed. But fast-talking distributors ripped off the locals so badly that they got no money back. When I arrived in 1969, Bud didn't even have a copy of the film. Leafing through film rental catalogs in Bud's office one day, I spotted The Devil's Mistress. Bud rented it and copied it, illegally. Bud taught film at NMSU. He could lecture on Bergman and Fellini, or fixed the Army surplus cameras we used. He was fun, informal, and iconoclastic. People still tell me how much he affected their lives. Some of his students had film careers in Kuwait or India. Some became network sports personnel, and others are independent filmmakers and photographers. Some also teach. For decades, Bud and John Hadsel ran the Film Society, an oasis where folks could see great international films. Now, with Netflix, TCM, and YouTube, it's hard to imagine how isolated we were. There weren't even videos to rent. In 1984, when Bud planned to retire, we bought land in Derry, right on the river. Working alone, he built a small home using only materials he took there in his Datsun. He lived there 29 years, enjoying his solitude and creativity. People still read and discuss online his environmental fantasy novel, The Elfin Brood. And whenever I see stained glass for sale, it looks like child's play compared to Bud's work. He also had to build or repair most everything. He fell off the roof at an age when doctors would have forbade him to be up there at all. Eventually, he moved back to town and later into Good Sam's. Native New Mexican Julia Louisa Smith teaches film at CMI. When she learned of Bud's work, she started a documentary on him and interviewed him a few times before he died in February. She calls The Devil's Mistress, which never was a conventional Western, an acid Western. She showed it in Shanghai. She's intrigued that Bud created a local community of filmmakers in Las Cruces, way before CMI. It's interesting to see a piece of my youth through her eyes. Film Las Cruces and the Las Cruces Film Festival will show The Devil's Mistress at 7 p.m. this Thursday, December 5th, at the Rio Grande. Afterward, there's a reception at nearby 575. It'll be fun, and a bit of our town's history.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.